thank you. And let me bring this up. If you would help me with the fans to see this. So I'm a guy that believes music is the soundtrack to everyday life. It's a universal language. Listen to what rocks your world.
Right.
Me and Jimmy Buffett, we did live Margaritaville and recorded it as a video. Then the next day I'm up with Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw singing. Then all of a sudden I've got Josie from Saliva singing with me.
Right.
I've had Jimmy Page on stage to Jimmy Buffett, Paul Stanley. And I just wanted to say, I'm bringing a couple mystery guests, the local flavor and maybe not local flavor, up to sing. I'm just leaving it at that. The mystery guest will definitely be a burger. He's a yinzer.
I have an idea.
I'm saying that's one.
Okay.
That's one. And then I'm throwing out there that there's going to be another special guest we're going to bring up there. And we're just going to make this an absolute summer party.
Incredible. Brett Michaels, we're talking to Brett Michaels about Party Gras. Tickets go on sale Friday. Get them at livenation.com. Of course, city pre-sale, stuff like that going on this week as well. We've been giving them away already, Brett. And I tell you what, before I even mention that the contest or that we're giving away tickets, the phone lines are already lit.
That's why I love you. And I want to tell you this. I need to say this. Have you gotten to play a little piece of my song I wrote called Back in the Day?
Yes.
Okay, so it's just the song comes in January, but it is a salute to unbelievable radio. It takes a village.
Right.
I can't do it without you. I can't do it without my family, friends, and fans. Bear with me. And remember one thing. Besides a yinzer,
right.
I'm a fan of music. I look out at the fans and go, I want to give them what I would want to see out of the bands. Do you know what I'm getting at? I want the band to be passionate, exciting. We play real raw music. We're coming out there. It's the real deal. And I think you and me, as this goes to beat, first of all, the winter blues, we're going to do some fun stuff in January and February too. And just, let's take care of the fans. They are amazing, and me and you don't get to do any of it without them.
No, for sure. It's just so incredible. Brett, you've always been so great to your friends and your family and your fans throughout the years, putting out numerous hits. The band always brings it every show, whether you're doing the Big Butler Fair or you're playing down at the Pavilion at Star Lake. You bring the same show, or you're playing some little bar somewhere. You're always bringing a show.
Jurgles.
Yeah.
Jurgles is one of my favorite gigs. I tell, good, you brought up something amazing. See, now you get me excited. At least one thing about me, I'm not always perfect, I guarantee you that, but one thing I am is passionate, and I love fans and music. So when I played Jurgles, I went one night, played Star Lake, right?
Right.
And then not even a week later threw a party at Jurgles, and had just as much fun, meaning the fans were, it was to the rafters with fans, and we made it insane. And I think that's part of the magic. I'd like to believe this, that I love what I'm doing, and it is about the music and the good times. You know, we came back there and did the Great Casino there, and you couldn't fit another body in that this year, I should say. But, and then all of a sudden we're at Star Lake in the stadium. And I love each of them just the same.
It has to make you feel wonderful, Brett, to think of your long career and how you still are packing places, no matter the size, all over the world. It's amazing.
Thank you for saying that. And like I said, we do it together. Well, and when that new song comes, wait till you see how much we have of the Berg in it. But most important, I just finished this A&E special. It's called The Origins of Brett Michaels. It's like a little mini-series for A&E.
Okay.
And when you see how much of the Berg, both Mechanicsburg and Pittsburgh and Butler,
nice,
is in there, I took him to places and showed him where my life changed. I'll never forget being in the parking lot, and I said, I need to write original music. And I said, it was this spot where I sat in my car and made a life-changing decision. And it's the real deal. It is when I said, look, I got to go live without a net. Eventually, you just have to take a leap of faith. And luckily, I have the work ethic of all my family and the hardworking men and women of Pittsburgh. And it was a perfect storm.